Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted today to be back on our live broadcast for the study of the Word of God on today. I just give God all the praise and glory today. We're going to have just a short devotion here. If my phone don't stop doing what it's doing, I'm just So we're going to have a short devotion. I'm going to read a song. I'll read a scripture. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer here. And scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 26. We may not have music, but I'll pray. So I don't know about this internet thing here. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore shall I not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, where thy honor dwell. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is mischief, and their right hand are full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. I have just read you the first 12 verses of Psalms 26. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Let me see if I can get a song here. This is a messed up internet, y'all. Just give it a couple of minutes, and if not, I'll just pray. Or anybody could sing. Mm-mm. Yeah, I know I don't have to have music. Devil is alive. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us here, dear. I still shouldn't plead. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just come humbly before your throne of grace, just bringing you glory, asking you right now to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I confess and I repent and I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just ask you tonight to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, just to work on our hearts and our minds on tonight, God. in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to open our hearts and minds so we can understand your word, God, just like it's written, God. I ask you right now to just bless each one. I bless each person under the sound of my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover us, God, as we study. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to bind the enemy tonight. Lord, I bind every stone. I bind up every root, every warlock, every psychic, every demon, your assignment is counsel right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now, the name of Jesus, to just be with us all tonight as we study and to understand the word. Father, I thank you for my eyes, all these things, and be with us for your glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight for you, 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 and you. We're going to get ready to go to, we're going to get ready to go to 1 Kings chapter 14, 15, and 16 we will do tonight. We have questions that we use every week, but we just, I'm going to start reading from chapter 14. At the time that Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick, and Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people, and take with thee 10 loaves and craftenos and a cruse of honey, and go to him, and he shall tell thee what shall become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so and arose and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in that she shall feign herself to be another woman." Well, so when Ahijah heard the sounds of his feet, of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thy wife of Jeroboam. Why seemest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in my eyes, but has done evil above all that were before thee. For thou hast gone and made thee over gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth fowls of the air eat, for the Lord hath spoken it. Arise thou, therefore, get thee to thy own house. And when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die, and all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good things toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day but what? Even now. For the Lord shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord to anger, and he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin and who made Israel to sin. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, in which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he wore and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers. And Nadab, the son, reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother name was Naamah, an Amorite. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nation which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made and King Rehoboam made in their stead, brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the doors of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bared them and brought them back into the guard's chambers. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there were war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam in their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother name was Naamah, an Amorite. And Abijah, his son, reigned in his stead. 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother name was Micaiah, the daughter of Absalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him in his heart, the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and establish Jerusalem, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of
Abijam and all of him did, or they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King in Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah, and 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Absalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as David his father. And he took away the Sidonites out of the land and removed all of the idols that his father had made. And also Micaiah, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated and the things which himself had dedicated for the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there were war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days, Baasha. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. And the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them unto the hands of his servants, the king. And King Asa set them to Benadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hazion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "This is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have set unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captains of the host which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon and Dan and Beth and Abel, Beth Micaiah, and all Cinaroth with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass when Baasha that he left off building a Ramah and dwell in Pisah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempt, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. Then the rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of disease in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Jehoshaphat the son reigned in his stead. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father and his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar conspired against him, and Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, belonging to the Philistines. For Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reign in his stead. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that breathed until he had destroyed him according unto the sayings of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shulamite, because the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, by his provocation wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all of that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? Okay. And there were war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, began Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel in Tirzah, 24 years, and he did even the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of Jeroboam and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. Okay, 10, and this is the last chapter that I will read, and then we'll answer the question when I finish 16 and talk about it. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, "As for as much as I exalted thee out of the dust and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the way of Jeroboam and hast made my people Israel to sin to provoke me to anger with their sins, behold, I will take away the prosperity of Baasha and the prosperity of the house of his house, and will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, him that died at Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that died of his in the fields shall the fowls of the air eat." Now the rest of the acts of Baasha and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? So Baasha slept with his father and was buried in Tirzah, I can't even pronounce that, in Elah, sons reigned in his seed. And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, came the word of the Lord against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Elah, the son of Baasha, to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. And his servant Zimra, captain of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, self drunk in the house of Arzai, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew out of the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pisses against a wall, neither of his kinfolks nor his friends. Thus did Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha according to the words of the Lord, which he spake against Baasha by Jehu the prophet, for all the sin of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned and by which they made Israel to sin, and provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the act of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? In the 20th and 7th year of Asa, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tyre. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, and the people that were encamped heard say Zimri had conspired and had also slain the king. Wherefore all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel were with him. And they besieged Tirzah, and it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the place, into the palace of the king's house, and burned the king's house over him with fire and died. For his sins which he sinned is doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and walking in the way of Jeroboam. And in his sin, which he did, he make Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of king of Judah began Omri to reign over Israel. 12 years, 6 years reigned he in Tirzah. And he brought the hill, Samaria of Shimmer for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shamar, owner of the hill, Samaria. All these glasses. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse all that were before him. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in all his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his stead. And in the 30th and 8 years of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel, over Israel and Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of Zidians, and went and say and served Baal and worshiped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Biram, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof, and his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. I have just read you from 1 Kings, chapter 14, 15, and 16, and we're going to answer the questions for these. Wait a minute, y'all.
Okay.
The first question, and I know you all don't have, some of you don't have the questions, but what I'll send next Tuesday, before Tuesday comes, I'll send some to you, to everyone. Okay, let me see. What is it? Okay, chapter 14. To whom did Jeroboam send his wife to find out about their six sons? Who did that?
The prophet Ahijah, or whatever. I can't pronounce it. They sent him to the prophet. To the blind prophet.
Right, he went to Ahijah. Uh-huh. And how did he send her? What did he tell her to do? What was she supposed to do when she went to this blind prophet? I don't see the verse. I didn't write the verse down. I don't think it may be verse 2 in chapter 14. It's she disguised herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she disguised herself. Mm-hmm, because they knew that they wouldn't do it, or the prophet was going to tell them something. Was going to tell them the truth, really. And they didn't want to hear the truth from the prophet. So he was telling her to disguise herself. So, you know, the people back then were scared of prophets. They're not scared of them today because mm-hmm. we tell them good stuff. But back then, they were scared of prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did the prophet recognize Jeroboam's wife? How did he recognize her?
I have footsteps.
Mm-hmm, because first of all, God had told that prophet she was coming and to be looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
See, God, if you listen to him, God will tell you, you know, he'll show you. Mm-hmm, he sure will. What did the prophet tell Jeroboam's wife in verse 12? Okay. or do we?
That the baby was going to die.
Yeah. As soon as she set her feet back in the thing, she was going to die. Mm-hmm. The baby was going to die. As soon as her footstep entered into the city, the child would die. That's what he said. But I think when she entered into the house, that's what the word said, that the baby died. She had got into the city,
mm-hmm.
but in the house. How bad was Judah in the eyes of the Lord? I think it's verse 21 or something like that. They did more evil than any of the fathers before them. They provoked God to jealousy by worshiping God under every green tree and high hill. They became perverted as were the nation before them, whom God had driven out before them. Now, I did not know. I'm just telling you, they was doing sexual acts and they was thinking that this was helping the gods or something. It probably was helping them sex gods. But they was just almost like sodomites, like Sodom and Gomorrah. Man, they was doing some stuff. They just thought it was pleasing those gods, and it probably was pleasing them. But they weren't supposed to be doing it.
I wonder where they're trying to, like, multiply more. Because I think the Asherah, wasn't that like a fertility god or something like that?
And that probably was what
they were probably trying to multiply.
right. But let me see. Because
they had all the male prostitutes.
Right. But in chapter 14. Okay, and I'm trying to. I had wrote some stuff down. But I looked at. Yeah, they was worse than back in Judges. They did worse than it was back in Judges. And the stones that they had laid, like making a altar or whatever they call themselves was doing. But the stones were like images of male gods. Both men and women offered their bodies for sex. They did this as part of their religion. People believed that this would give them good crops. The gods would send rain and sun. Yep. So that's why they call themselves was doing it because they thought they was going to have more food. This would help them get through with the food and stuff like that. Okay, we on 15 now. Who is the good king? Let me see. Who is the good king of Judah who reigned for 41 years? Who was that? Asa.
Asa.
That was King Asa. I think it's in verse 10. I think it was. Why did Asa remove his grandmother as queen? Y'all know why. Because she had all kind of stuff up in there. She had built an image of a Canaanite god in her, and I guess because her son was king, she thought she could do it. No, you cannot. And he just showed her,
yep.
You're going to have to go Miss Thing gotta go.
You're gonna have to go.
Yep, I love you. That's why you don't put people in position because they're your family. It's a mess. It's a mess. Who killed the household of Jeroboam? That's verse 29. Baasha. Yep.
That was Ahijah's son,
yep.
Ahijah, the prophet's son.
Okay. Chapter 16. Who killed the house? Okay. Who killed the household of Baasha? Who killed that household? Verse 10. That was Zimri. Zimri, the commander of the chariot.
Mm-hmm.
He killed them. Mm-hmm. He killed the whole household. For something. Let me get my... Okay. Who did Israel want as king in place of Zimri? Let's see, verse 16. Omri.
He wanted for the armor.
Who challenged Omri as king? I think that's verse 21 and 22. Tibni.
Mm-hmm.
Them some names. Them folks had back there. They had some names. Yep. And what city was built by Omri? That was Samaria. Who tried to rebuild the city of Jericho? Hiel. I am, in verse 34. What prophecy of Joshua was fulfilled? Where his Hiel firstborn and his son. Yep. So, in 16, it's not all God won, but we're going to do it about another 7 or 8 minutes. God warned Baasha about what would happen because of his sins. Jehu was a prophet for a long time. 40 years later, he spoke to King Jehoshaphat. He wrote the history of his rules in Second Chronicles. And I can't wait to get to the Chronicles, too. I can't wait to do that. Jehu reminded Baasha about the good things that God had done for him. But Baasha had made God angry, and he made the people worship idols as Jeroboam had done. So Jehu told Baasha what would happen to his family. They would die as Jeroboam's family had died. In other words, they would suffer the same punishment as Jeroboam's family suffered. There were different ideas about the meaning of the last sentence of this passage, like like one translation says, God was also angry because Baasha killed Jehu. But probably this sentence is about the murder of Jeroboam's family. God said that this would happen, but it seems that Baasha was a cruel man. He did not care what God wanted. Baasha killed Jeroboam's family because of his own ambition.
Mm-hmm.
God often gives power to bad men. See, I know that they still carry out his purpose, although not in a good way. For example, Nebuchadnezzar took the Israelites away from their country. God allowed this to happen in order to punish his people. However, Nebuchadnezzar did this in a very cool way. See, God, and I get that. God sometimes, in order for him to get things done, he'll give power to bad people for good intentions, and for not just good intentions, but he be trying to show them, build their character, but punish them all at the same time. Like people say, how do God things to happen to good people? And a lot of times they've been a did something, or sometimes we have to just go through it like that. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we just have to go through it like that. So when I was reading it again, you know, some people think the bad people, what they do is good. You know, just like all this politics and stuff like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talk about the presidents and some of these senators and congressmen, you know, it's a lot of things happen even today that that's really God is allowing to happen. He don't have to let it happen, but he allowing it to see if that would cause us to run to him. God is still speaking to us through things like that, but we're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. So we do really have to start paying attention to what God is saying. You know, Zimri's rule was very short. When the Israelite army heard mm-hmm. about his action, they chose Omri as their king. And he was in command of their army. Tizer was an easy city to capture. Zimri could not defend the palace, so he made it on fire, and he died in the flames.
Mm-hmm.
God punished him for his sin. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He going in there to set it on fire and got burned up himself doing what they doing. I'm telling you, they just got to stop. They got to stop, I'm telling you. But I feel like this thing just went on down through the years, because when I was reading it, the ones that's in David's family generation, it was said they was taking him when he died, that they would go bury him with the family of David, his father David.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was his great 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 grand, because I know Absalom's son, I forgot which one it was. He was a king over something. So
mm-hmm.
I know that all of those, it was Rehoboam. I don't think it was Jeroboam, because Jeroboam was against all of them. Rehoboam, yeah. And let me see. I had wrote it down about... about somebody's grandson. I sure did. She says, Omari was worse than Rehoboam in his attitude to religion. He made agreement with Ethbaal, king of Tyre and Sidon. His son Ahab married who? Amari's son was Ahab, and he married Jezebel. But I guess that's how Ahab got in there to be king, because he had to reign after Omar died. He had to take over. Yeah, that's something. Put the prophet killer right on in the house. So they made idols of female gods, Asherah. That was in 14. They made, let me see, because God got so tired of them. He said, and we're going to get off. He said, because of this, I shall bring disaster on Jeroboam's family. I will kill all the male descendants of your family. I will do this whether they are slaves or free men. I'm still going to kill them. I will burn all their family, Jeroboam, as you burn those who die in the city. Vulture birds will eat them, and dead animals will eat those who die in the country. The Lord has spoken. And that's what that the prophet was telling them. And that's why people back then didn't care for prophets. They would run when they come in the city. They was running. That's what he told his wife. What's called his wife? Jeroboam's wife. So that was that sex demon, Asherah. That's who that was. We're going to get ready to get off of here. I really enjoyed everything. I had more guests to come. Looked like they didn't got off, but it's okay. On Tuesday, we're going to do 19 and 20. We'll be on 20 on Tuesday. And then next Thursday, we don't have it. So it was good to me because I didn't study. I had studied and wrote all the verses down and read it again and read it tonight. So anyway, we're going to get ready to close our Father in the name of Jesus. I just thank you now, God, for opening up our understanding. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for everyone that was in attendance here on tonight. God, I ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, God, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we just thank you. We love you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Y'all know I'll be on in the morning. Y'all have a blessed good night. And thank you all for coming. Thank you.
You too.
Y'all have a good night.
You too, Mom.